Hello, this is Bill Lytell again with some wisdom for your walk. Today's a very unusual podcast for me to do, but it's been a burden on my heart for years. I was raised in an independent, fundamental, Bible-believing church. My mom and dad were saved. I was 2 years old. So from 2 years old on, they took me to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, special meetings, revival, mission conferences, etc. So I could say I'm 71 now. I've had a long history in the local independent fundamental Bible-believing church. And I've learned a few things that maybe could help you, younger people, especially with children, which is really where this podcast would be the most profitable. A movement about, in the 50s when I was in church, and I was in my, 7, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, they had in the church we went to, which was a pretty large church, First Baptist Church, Elkhart, Indiana, pretty large work. They had no junior church or junior worship. They had Sunday school classes, thank God. And in my Sunday school class at 5 years old, my teacher taught on hell, the flannel graph. And on the way home, I asked my mom and dad if I could be saved. And they queried me carefully, and I got saved. I was benefited a lot by those Sunday school teachers bringing the truth of the Word of God to my level, if you want to call it that, or my the simplicity where I was, calling sin, sin, and making me realize that as a sinner, I was going to die and go to hell. And it's a beautiful thing to have a Sunday school teacher, which is a God-called person that's also been gifted in teaching, to study during the week a lesson, usually a Bible story of some kind, Old Testament, New Testament. And not a fictitious story, but an event, a historical happening. People that believe the Bible, to take your child and for 35, 40 minutes, tell them a story, sometimes dress up in costume. My wife taught Sunday school for many, many years. She dresses up in costume. I mean, she has all kinds of things that she uses, techniques to get these kids to remember. And they do remember, even at 2, 3 years old. They'll go home and tell their mom and dad what was taught in that Sunday school class. There's 168 hours in a week, 168 hours. Church asks the typical family for about 3 hours, maybe 4 hours of that time, of that 168 hours. They bring their children to church, Sunday school for Sunday morning, and then main worship service. Well, we have a junior church. We cut our children that are 3 years old through sixth grade out from the main service and have them specially taught a worship service of their own, songs of their own, and that they'll never forget. They'll take with them their entire life. And we try to teach them the Bible and the things of God and the things of the Word of God for that next 35, 40 minutes that the parents are in the main service being taught by their pastor. And so it's a time where the adults mostly gather in the worship service and the children, and we even have a teen adult worship service that goes on also during that same time. And that is to try to communicate to preteens, just preteens and in the early teens, the Word of God and encourage them with the problems that they face on a day-by-day basis and apply the Bible to them. This again done by God called gifted individuals who have proven themselves over many years, taking your child over that period of worship service where you're in there and teaching them the Bible. We don't do that just to get them out of service because they're noisy or because they can't hold still or because they can't sit still. That's not really the primary reason for junior church or junior worship for the teenagers. It's to give them the Word of God where you can talk to them openly and freely about the problems that they face. I know I'm a pastor. I've preached many years. And I preach on my Sunday morning service, Sunday night. I preach to adults. I preach to adults ages anywhere from 95 years old down to 16, 17 years old, the people that are in the service, which have very common problems, problem areas that we deal with. By the Bible, we can apply it to them, common sense things. And so it is imperative that I do not have children, small children especially, in the service, which oftentimes are not, have not come to the place where they'll sit still for that period of time, or and really have no understanding about that period of time. You say, well, Brother Bill, I don't know about that. Well, let me tell you some more. When I was a young child, my parents took me to First Baptist Church, Elkhart, Indiana. They didn't have a junior church or junior worship. And I would sit there with my two other brothers, and I was the smallest of three boys. And my brothers would, you know, we'd be bored. We didn't know what that guy was saying, really. Had very little understanding of what he was talking about. Word sanctification, fornication, justification, all those things were strange to us. And he was talking in what they call adult terminology or adult language. And so we didn't know what was going on. So we were kind of bored and got in trouble oftentimes. Many times on the way home, my dad would say, I'm going to spank you for misbehaving in church. I got where I dreaded to go to church because I dreaded the fact that I would say, I'm going to behave today. I'm not going to be good. You know, you sit there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Back then, people preached good 45-minute sermons, hour and a half service, hour and 15-minute service. No air condition. It was often hot, uncomfortable to sit there all that time. As a kid, you know, I just misbehaved, and I'd get to my Sundays were brought with a spanking when I went home. And I mean a real spanking, no patty cake baker's man, a real spanking. As a young person, that really turned me off to going to church. I'm like, why are they holding me in here? I'm trying to be quiet for an hour, hour and 15, 20 minutes, being uncomfortable, not understanding really what's going on. And this is ages, you know, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, up even 12, 13. I struggled with that. And why I hear parents tell me, well, preacher, when is a kid ever going to learn to sit still and behave in church if I don't take him to church and cause him to sit still and behave? You need to teach your child on your time, not our time. When you bring your child to church, that's our time. There was this a local church's opportunity to teach your child the Bible and the Word of God. It's your time, 164 hours a week, to teach them how to sit still and behave and be respectful and not hurt anybody else, and keep their hands to themselves, and all that other part of behaving. We talk about behaving, not talking when somebody else is talking. Do that at home. Practice that at home. Set up sessions at home where you have them sit for an hour quietly while something else is going on without any interruption. Teach them the 164 hours you got them at home. But the 4 hours that the local church has your child, don't make that a teaching time of behavioral teaching time for them. You do that at home before they get to church. And I would encourage you greatly, if you have a child under 14, 15, that they go to a junior church worship or a junior worship, as we call it, for teenagers or preteens and post-teens a little bit. And separate it out. Now, if your church doesn't have one of them, maybe you can help the pastor encourage him to get one going. And that you would support it by sending your child to that. Let me just, do not buy, you know, there's a movement today among newer fundamentalists that we're going to keep our child out of great, what they call graded Sunday school classrooms, and we're going to keep them in the auditorium, main Sunday school class, and then we're going to go from Sunday school class, we're going to go to the main auditorium, and we're going to keep them in the main church service because our kids need to be with us, and there's something supernatural going on with because they said, well, that's not just so, that's just not so. That's just not so. You can take me to the bank on that. Your children, if your church has a service where they can go and be taught at more of their level and their understanding with some more ability of teaching devices, costuming, all the other things that go into teaching that can be done by these people, songs that they would remember, take home and sing during the week, amen and amen. They'll have plenty of time to sit in the major adult services as they get up to 14, 15 years old. When they come in, by that time, they're more than able to understand what's going on. They're more than able to discern the old hymns of the faith, sing them, remember them. And they've had a great upbringing in the junior church and junior worship service. I hope you take some, at least consider what I'm saying over a long period of observation by the grace of God. And that you avail yourself to whatever your church offers, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, old King James Bible church, you avail yourself to what they offer for your children. For we are there. Our function is to help your children grow in Christ. That's what we're there for. And it really hurts the feelings of the teachers who prepared all week And the administration who's organized that whole thing, when you hold your kids out from these services because of some sort of belief that somehow they're going to be better off in the adult classes, basically you're saying you know more than your local church staff, you know more than a local preacher on how to raise your kid in that area. And I just want to say, I hope you humble yourself a little bit. Maybe go to your preacher, discuss it. And by the grace of God, this is a little bit of wisdom for your walk.